KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back on ABQ Connect. I want to extend a special invitation from Sergio's Bakery and Cafe. They are inviting our frontline healthcare workers to stop by for a free donut or Danish and coffee daily through May 15th. So if you are a healthcare worker, they want to say thank you, and they appreciate all your efforts. And you can go by Sergio's Bakery and Cafe. They are located at 2740 Wyoming Northeast in the Fidelity Shopping Center. Give them a call at 554-2602. Free coffee and Danish for all our healthcare workers through May 15th. And for the rest of us, they also have a special going on. It's a buy one, get one fee on all bread. So buy one, get one free on all bread, donuts, Danish, cookies, and coffee. And it's a way to help everybody start the day fresh. We are now going to be talking about food and a young lady that is helping to feed folks that don't have the fortune of being able to have food readily available. Holly Schlade, the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids, on the phone with us. Holly, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you doing?
Well, we are working away hard. I know you are. It's not as comfortable for me to do these phone interviews as it is to have you across the table. Love to see your smiling face, but we have to make do with what we have, right?
Absolutely. Yep. It's not the same, but it's the best we've gotten, so we're going to make the best of it.
That's right. Holly is the co-owner of Dave Slade and Associates Realtors, and she's the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. So today on the program, we're going to talk a little bit to Holly about how COVID has affected both the ministry and the business, and encourage people through that as much as we can. Holly, let's start with Feed New Mexico Kids. You're continuing to provide food for children even though the schools have closed.
We are, Jim. APS Public Schools has the grab-and-go lunch site, and so we partnered with APS. We've partnered with them, obviously, for the last 3 years, but we reached out to one another very early on because they understand that our weekend snack packs are vital to the well-being of really at-risk kids, and so we have just flexed with the changing circumstance, like everybody else is doing in their worlds too. And so we deliver our weekend snack packs to the grab-and-go sites, and then still the APS staff has identified already who the families are that have need of additional weekend nutrition for their kids. And so they get those snack packs into the right hands.
And you're still working closely with the Albuquerque Police Department and a lot of local churches, right?
A lot of local churches, the police department, we're not able to have food dropped there anymore just because of the COVID restrictions.
Gotcha.
And so we're really very restricted on where anybody can donate food. Instead, they really need to go to the website and donate at the website for feednmkids.com. Or if people attend a church that is a Feed New Mexico Kids affiliate church, they can do their giving at their home church. So if they attend Legacy, they would do their Feed New Mexico Kids giving at Legacy. If they attend Faith Lutheran, they would give their Feed New Mexico Kids giving through Faith Lutheran. So I want to make that clear that if people attend a Feed New Mexico Kids partner church, you know, do your giving there. And if not, if this is the general community or if people attend Calvary Albuquerque, then they can do their Feed New Mexico Kids giving at the Feed New Mexico Kids website.
Holly, we've talked about over the last year, you've been a frequent contributor to this program, and we appreciate it very much. You're also a sponsor through Dave Slade and Associates Realtors. Let's shift gears for a minute, because your vocation and the way you make money, and part of the money that goes into Feed New Mexico Kids, comes from your personal donations. Tell us about the real estate business and how things have been affected through the COVID-19 epidemic.
You know, it's interesting, Jim, because people are asking if prices are going down because of the epidemic. Prices are not actually going down. They've actually gone up for the first quarter. Mm-hmm. What's going down is inventory. So we have seen a decrease in overall detached home sales, decrease from down 32.3%. It's just kind of crazy. So we have very low inventory. What that means is the buyers that are in the market, you know, are very motivated, and the sellers that are in the market are very motivated. So, you know, there's always people who have a reason to need to move. People don't usually decide overnight that they're suddenly going to buy a house or suddenly going to move. Usually these decisions have taken months, if not a few years. And so even though we're in a, you know, a pause season, people are not derailing things that they've been planning for 6 months, that they've been planning for a year, that they've been planning 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have people moving, and real estate is still considered an essential business.
Mm. Holly, can you sell a home or list a home for sale now or shop for a home safely as we work through COVID-19?
We really can. We have such great technology, and, you know, even way back in 2006 when we were in just a hot, crazy real estate market, when I was working with families that were relocating into Albuquerque, we were videoing homes at length then. And even last summer, I had relocation people who really wanted a more thorough tour through a home. And so I will FaceTime people through a home. It's funny. Generally, when people walk through a home themselves, they take about 15 or 20 minutes the first pass through a home because you're on a tour and you're looking at 7 or 8 homes in a row. When I FaceTime somebody through a home, it usually takes me an hour because they're not there, and I want to show them the details of the things. I want to show them the scale of the tile. I'll put my hand down and say, you know, this is, you know, are we talking 4x4 tile or 18x18 tile?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. You just take a little more time, and you've got a real-life two-way conversation going on. So it's different than videoing a home, because then your client is able to ask you questions and say, wait, back up, turn that corner, let me see that window, zoom in on the stove, or whatever details that interest them. So we really do have some fabulous technology now that allows people to stay at their home if they so choose, narrow the home down to maybe one or two that they actually want to set foot in. There's actually 25% of the population say that they are interested in and willing to buy a home without walking in it physically during this season. But for the rest of people who want to walk in it physically, they just want us to narrow it down for you. We've got great technology to do that.
Well, and Holly, you're on site at a lot of these homes, and you know how to advise people what to look for, even if you're doing kind of a remote FaceTime type presentation with them. What are the things people need to watch out for when they're looking at a home?
You know, Jim, the age-old wisdom is always true. It's location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't change where a home is. And so it's really important if you're doing an online assessment of a home, you've got to have somebody boots on ground to take you around the neighborhood.
Mm.
Because a home can be just a wonderful gem of a little home nestled in between two homes that have disasters of front yards and cars parked in the front yard and, you know, mayhem going on all around it. There sits this little gem. So you definitely don't want to get into a situation where you've purchased a home online through somebody like Zillow, you know, without a person, somebody representing your best interest, making sure you can see the neighborhood, pointing out things that affect value in our market.
Mm.
And after location, the thing that people really need to focus on is the number of living spaces that they need and the location of those living spaces. So, for instance, if you have a mother-in-law that's moving in with you and you fall in love with a home where all the bedrooms are upstairs, it can be expensive to retrofit that home and create a space for her downstairs.
Mm.
And so as people are looking online and they fall in love with the aesthetics of a home, sometimes the temptation is to let the aesthetics drive the purchase. But actually, the order is not with aesthetics first. It's location first, number of living spaces, location of living spaces, and then we get into aesthetics, because you can change paint, tile, countertops, appliances, all of that later on. But when you have to move walls, create rooms, you know, build bathrooms on floors where they don't exist, it gets a little pricey.
Yeah. Holly Slade, she is the co-owner of Dave Slade and Associates Realtors and the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Feed New Mexico Kids and what's going on Namely, Holly, I want to ask you if the need has increased. So we'll be right back after we say thank you to these sponsors. We'll be right back.
Heroes on the front lines, in hospitals, clinics, police, and fire stations, all over Albuquerque, they sacrifice their lives to keep ours safe. At KNKT and Stardate, we want to give them a shout-out of thanks. We're dropping off food and treats in the name of our stations and you, our listening family. Here are the power partners making this possible.
Partnering with Monroe's Restaurant and Latitudes.
Here's our host, Rob West, with a MoneyWise Minute.
The Lord can use a difficult situation in your life as an avenue to bring you great blessings. That sounds counterintuitive, but take, for example, the situation of losing your job. What good could come of that? Well, for one thing, it'll probably help your prayer life. We tend to get much more serious about prayer when we're desperate. For another thing, a job loss may, if a husband and wife are both humble and supportive, bring a couple closer together. Going through adversity with someone tends to deepen a relationship. No one wants trouble. But if and when it happens, ask God to use it to bless you in ways that make you a better and more mature follower of Jesus. That's just the sort of prayer He delights to answer.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates Realtors on the phone. She's also the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. And Holly, we're kind of mixing things up today, but I think that people need to realize that your work as a professional realtor also helps support your work as a volunteer for Feed New Mexico Kids. Tell us how that works together.
Well, a portion of every commission goes to help support Feed New Mexico Kids. And interestingly enough, you know, as our clients hear about what we do, we get to know one another. We build relationship with our clients. We are so blessed to have repeat business. We work with people's extended families, their moms, their children, their friends. And so as they find out about what we do and how we give back to the community, then they start participating too. And mm-hmm. So there's this whole sort of ripple effect that as we support it through Dave Slade and Associates, our clients end up doing so too. They're just wonderful people we work with.
Holly, tell us a little bit about the Feed New Mexico Kids website. And I know we've done this 100 times, but talk to us about the snack packs and how those are made up and what their intention is.
Yeah, so New Mexico ranks number one in the nation in childhood hunger. And if people want to learn more about that, they can go to feednmkids.com and they can learn more and they can give and they can actually see a photo of what a weekend snack pack looks like. We keep talking about it on radio, but if they want to see what one looks like, they can just pull up that website and there's one right up front there. What we do is we pack nutritious single-serve items in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. That is tucked discreetly into a child's backpack for them to take home over the weekend. Some of the kids are living in situations of abuse. One little girl that was receiving our snack pack was being intentionally starved by her overseeing adults. And when CYFD was finally able to remove her from the home, they were in gathering some of her things. And under her bed, they found just a whole bunch of our empty snack packs under her bed. She was having to hide that she was eating. Mm-hmm. And that's how she was, you know, sustaining herself until she could be removed to safety. Mm-hmm. And other situations are situations where grandparents have sometimes inherited grandchildren from multiple of their own offspring. And so you can have a grandma and grandpa that are taking care of 10, you know, combination of grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and there's just not enough resources to go around. And so we provide the weekend snack packs so that those kids have something to eat over the weekend. It's really targeting kids that are on the Title I breakfast and lunch program, and they rely on the school for their meals Monday through Friday. But then the weekend comes around, and there simply is not enough food.
Mm-hmm.
One little boy showed up Monday morning, and the cafeteria worker noticed that he was just ravenous, you know, and asking other kids, are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that? And she asked him, sweetheart, when was the last time you ate? And he thought for a minute, and he said, well, my grandpa gave me some Cheez-Its yesterday. And it's not that grandpa's abusive. Sometimes that's just all there is in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where Feed New Mexico Kids comes in, is to come alongside these kids and make sure that they have enough to eat over the weekend so they can go back to school Monday morning. This COVID closure becomes really difficult because sometimes it's difficult for parents and grandparents to get to the grab-and-go sites.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very aware. Prior to the COVID closure, Calvary and the Feed New Mexico Kids warehouse was doing about 900 snack packs a week, Legacy 500, Faith Lutheran 100, Bosque Farms Baptist 100, and then up in Rio Rancho we were doing about 150 a month through various churches up there. And what's happened is through our main warehouse, we're now doing about 1,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing about 2,000 weekend snack packs a month right now, and the school could use more. Our problem is securing food right now.
Right, and you're not able to obtain all the food items that you need for the snack packs, right?
You know, Jim, every single week the Lord comes through at the 11th hour. we just joke around that we go from feast to famine to feast to famine to feast to famine over and over. And we have weeks where it gets down to literally Saturday and Sunday, and we pack our snack packs on Monday and Tuesday and distribute on Friday, where we're just praying, okay, Lord, you know, maybe it's going to look different this week. Maybe we aren't going to have quite what we normally have, but truly it's only the Lord that can get those semis here when, you know, Sam's Club is telling us we expected them last week. They're not here. We don't know when they're coming, et cetera. And lo and behold, it comes. And so we have not missed a week of having full snack packs yet, and which is really astounding during the supply chain interruptions that are going on now. And it's all the Lord. It is absolutely all the Lord.
Holly, you mentioned that you're packing about 2,000 snack packs. I know Legacy's working really hard. We visited a little bit with Daniel McCabe, the assistant pastor, and Pastor Smotherman, and they talked about all the things they're still doing with Feed New Mexico Kids, and you've mentioned Calvary and some of the other churches. What I'm wondering is, you've indicated in the past that there's about 4,000 students in APS that are food insecure, and of course you've got schools now in Valencia County, you've got people in Sandoval County, you've got, you know, Feed New Mexico Kids is growing throughout New Mexico. Is the COVID crisis creating more need, and what do you need to meet this need?
Yes, COVID is creating more need, and so we always, of course, appreciate donations. We are very careful with our resources. We are entirely volunteer run. Our warehouse is donated by a businessman here in town, and he donates the utilities as well. And so we're at 99.3 cents of every dollar goes to buy the food and the Ziploc bag it goes in. And the other money is for cardboard boxes and tape that we use to deliver them. So people can be very comfortable that their donations are going to the food. So we just, right now we need people to come along us financially. We can't accept food donations like we used to. When COVID lifts, we'll go back to being able to have food donations dropped at APS substations. We'll go back to churches being able to say, hey, we want to be a Feed New Mexico Kids church too. We want to collect food at our site. We want to pack snack packs at our site. We want to adopt a school, wrap our arms around them, and be their partner. And so that's really what we look for in the future, is for a church to say, We want to partner long term with a specific church so that we know what's going on. You know, right now we've got some families that are shut in, and so we've got volunteers doing home delivery, but that's through Calvary because we have adopted those schools, because we have a relationship, because we can reach into our volunteer pool, know who has security clearances, and who is, you know, cleared to do that type of volunteer work. Mm-hmm. When you develop the relationship with the school, that's when a church is really able to identify the one-off needs. You know, who's a shut-in? Mm-hmm. Who can't get to these grab-and-go sites? How do you help them? How do you come alongside them?
Mm-hmm. Well, and we've talked a little bit about this with some other churches like Legacy, and there's a lot of people that have great concern. New Mexico Praise, America Praise is praying constantly. I know you work closely with them as well. And, you know, we're trying to come together as not only a community, but a Christian community to handle these issues for people no matter what they believe. And I really appreciate all your efforts. And let's go back to real estate for a second. For people that might be interested in selling their home or listing their home for sale, how do they get in touch with Holly Slade?
Well, they can actually call me directly on my cell. I'm just going to put it out there. 505-991-4336. And, of course, our office number is 505-342-8100. But I want people to feel like they can talk to me directly if they want to. So anybody's, you know, feel free to call me on my cell. If I'm on the phone, I'll call you right back. We can have a discussion about how we do this safely. We're doing 3D virtual tours. I still hire professional photographers. I don't walk in with my iPhone and start snapping shots of your home. We do an extensive staging of people's home. And the goal of that, obviously, is statistics are rock solid that a staged home sells faster and at a higher price. So when people are thinking, well, my home's reasonable and I don't need to, you know, move my furniture around here or there or spiffy up, really all that means is that your house will be on the market longer and you may not get quite the price that you're looking for. So it's worth any amount of elbow grease that you're going to put in there, and then we walk through what's the balance on the dollar amount that somebody might invest into their home, because sometimes people get an idea on their own of how they're going to ready their home for market, and they'll spend money on things that are a much lower priority than something else that would be really attractive to the buyer. So we like to coach people through that process before they pull out their credit card and go to Home Depot.
Yeah, and you do a full consultation for people. I know folks who have listed with you, and of course part of your advertising is a testimonial campaign that you've done on KNKT for a long time. A lot of people that you work with come on the radio and talk about their great experience with you. And Holly, last year you invited me to your kind of end of the year celebration for all the people that you'd done business with. And I sat at a table with people that I did not know and asked them how they got to know you guys. And they just gave me personal testimonies about the love and the care and the prayer and just the professional attitude that you had in helping them to buy a home or sell a home. So I can tell from firsthand experience that I heard from those people myself.
No, thanks, Jim. Yeah, we are so blessed. I love our clients. They really are like family. It makes me so sad when they move out of town. One of my dear, sweet clients, an elderly woman that had to move, you know, closer to her family, and I just bawled when she moved. You know, I'd been with her for so long, and we'd been, you know, strategizing and getting her house ready, and just, I love senior citizens, and boy, when she left, I just stood there in the driveway and bawled.
Mm. Well, I know you take all of this personal because it is personal. You know, you're helping people with their home, and that's really important. And the one thing that I don't know how you deal with, just because I wouldn't be good at it, is husbands and wives and the things they want differently. And wow, that's got to be a talent and a gift that you have, Holly.
You know, it's so funny because so many people say, have you ever thought about being a marriage therapist? And, you know, because so often a husband wants one thing and a wife wants the other. And of course, they're each trying to pull their broker into their court. And, you know, interestingly enough, I'm a certified negotiator. That's intended to be for real estate negotiations. Mm-hmm. But that comes in really handy when you really are trying to coach a husband and wife into negotiating with one another. That's really what that is. If a husband wants one thing and a wife wants another, that's a negotiation. And so we're going to talk through who has what priorities and how heavy do those priorities weigh, and we're going to pull some other priorities in. There's going to be a little bit of give and take on everybody's part so that in the end, both husband and wife are happy with their decision.
Holly, thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. We appreciate you as always, and want to, you know, pray that more and more kids are able to be fed, and hope our listeners will come alongside you with Feed New Mexico Kids. And it's always going to be great if you will list your home with Holly and or help you sell a home or buy a home. So, Holly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Jim. Have a blessed day.
We are going to have some fun tomorrow with Dr. Brian Nixon. He's going to talk about art and how music and art, drawing, and all of that can be a lot of fun. We'll see you tomorrow.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.